We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four, wrapping up our show this week. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. He's Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Russ Tucker is on assignment, the third piston in our
four-cylinder engine.
Four-cylinder engine. That is what we are. We are a four-cylinder engine. So it's just you and I, Bob.
I thought you were going to call him a pissant. I swear to God you were going to call him because he's not here.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that, even though I know he would never find out. But so we're going to make the case this week, and I like this. I like doing this segment.
Let's just explain, like, this is only our second make the case. Go ahead.
You got it.
Yeah, so I just think out of season, like, this is the time of year where you can go in depth and look at some scenarios that might make sense. And the whole idea is to come up with a topic that will be polarizing, and you could probably legitimately argue for and against it. Now, we did one earlier that before Tommy Stevens
made his announcement,
decided, and a lot of people are like, we don't know. And I said, Tommy Stevens in 2018, I said, will amass double digits running and throwing and receiving.
Rushing and receiving only.
Okay, rushing and receiving only.
Ten or more touchdowns.
Rushing and receiving only.
I said not throwing touchdowns.
Correct.
You said no, not quarterback.
Correct, you're right. So
the
I said he
position.
Would.
Yes.
I said he would, and you felt pretty good about your argument.
I felt pretty good.
Do you still feel pretty good about your argument now?
I do not.
Okay.
Honestly,
okay.
I do not.
With that as a backdrop, it's time for the second installment of this, and I'm going to make
this one's a doozy.
I'm going to make the case that Blake Gillikin, Penn State's punter, is one of Penn State's five most important players for 2018.
Most important is up for...
I didn't say best. I said most important.
Most important, and there's a lot of unknown in this team that you could say, on some value scales, is the most important. We're looking at most important in terms of known quantities. That's at least the way I'm looking at it. Who are the five most important players...
To their success.
To Penn State's success that we know about.
Yeah.
So I'll let you make your case to start a little bit.
Well, number one, I remember what Penn State punted like before he got here. And it was it was an abomination.
13.
Danny Pascarello.
14.
Great guy. But those 32-yard wounded ducks killed
hang time.
Killed that defense in 2015.
Oh, murdered it.
They had issues in 2014. Field position is a big deal, and you saw it last year with Blake, and you saw it actually at the tail end of 2016 with Blake, with he had two big punts in the Big Ten title game, and even though USC scored late, he had some monster kicks in that game. He had a 65 yarder, and they had to work. They were able to do it, but Penn State was able to make them work for a lot of their points. He had a lot of nice games last year. Second team All Big Ten player. Invariably, the opponent was either. If you look at the Iowa Penn State game that Penn State won 21-19, Iowa never really had any field position.
None. They took forever to get a first down.
I believe he put three of the four kicks inside the 20.
You remember it took how long it take for them to get their initial first down? Only because they could only do one thing.
Yeah.
Run the ball because they were pinned so deep.
So invariably, I think he is consistent and talented enough that I feel pretty good about saying that, teams are going to have to go 85. He did it against Pitt last year, too. Pitt never had any field position in that game. The other thing where it shows up with Blake is not only is he good with distance, he's good with hang time. And if you look at what punt returners did against Penn State last year, I think it was 3 yards or 4 yards per attempt. So he's taken really the big play element out of that facet of the game. There's no line drive kicks. At 90% of his kicks
are
high. I mean, he did have a couple.
He had
knucklers.
Knucklers.
Because he's human. And he talked about learning to, as a Georgia kid, he talked about learning to kick in cold weather. And he was serious. I was like, he's kidding. But I thought about it. He talked about managing his leg. Like, in other words, you're not trying to win the game in practice. You're not trying to really impress anyone in practice. Just get your work in, get comfortable, learn how to kick in cold weather in the Beaver Stadium wind and pin other teams. And I think that's what he's done. He did it last year. Two other things I'll say is the drop-off behind Blake Gillikin, if anything happens to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that
yet. There's no safety net for Penn State.
Wow.
Finally.
Yeah, like Gesicki at tight end last year.
Finally.
Gesicki.
I would not rule out him being a place kicker.
Yeah, James has kind of steered away from that.
Yeah, but he wants him to concentrate on punter, but
you're not ruling that out.
He doesn't really know. I mean, Tyler Davis did not have a good year last year. He could have salted away the Fiesta Bowl, missed that kick. So I think Blake can help them in so many different ways. I think he helps the defense. I think he helps the special teams. I think he helps the coverage gunners. I think if they had to ask him to kick a 50-yard field goal, I think he could do it. And I do think they're going to be in some tight games in the Big Ten East. So I think he's essential to what they're going to be doing in 2018.
Okay, so you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. It's quarter number four. We're making the case for Blake Gillikin being one of the five most important Penn State players for 2018. Bob Flounders has eloquently stated his case. I have a hard time shooting some holes in it.
I'm sure you can, though. I know what I would do. I would reverse engineer it and say, I got to find five more important players.
That's what I tried to do.
Sure.
So the first thing I tried to do was find five more important players, mm-hmm. and I struggled, and I'll get to them in a minute. The one thing is, for an offense that averages 30-some points a game, it was hard to place a top five value on mm-hmm. your punter, even though I know he's the combination of, if you need him to drop a 32-yard kick inside the 20 and he'll put it at the 8 or 11, that he's your guy. If you need a 52-yarder to swap the field, mm-hmm. he's also your guy. If you have a lethal punt returner on the other team,
thanks for making the case for
the me. Lost thing about him that I like, and these are all things that he just does as well,
I know.
Is he knows how to really kick away from a lethal
sure.
weapon, but yet not sacrifice anything to kick away from that. That is an NFL art in terms of punters. How do you kick away from them, but yet still not sacrifice mm-hmm. anything for that hurts your special teams or sacrifices how far you kick the ball? But I just have a hard time with an offense that scores 30-some points a game thinking – mm-hmm. inherently to argue with you. Mm-hmm. So who were the other ones that I thought could value as most important?
I'm with you in your thinking so far.
Trace McSorley was one, obviously, duh. I put Sharif Miller in there. I put Sharif Miller as more important because I think Penn State needs a mainstay rush end. Even though I know they got a plethora of riches there, I think they need a veteran guy to sort of set the table for them and like – I just think they need one guy to step up, and I think he's the most likely. I think it's really important that they have a ringleader for a ring that's full of dudes that could be really, really devastating to offenses in the Big Ten.
I remember he didn't play much in the first half of the Fiesta Bowl, and they were just fine.
I know, but I think they need a little.
Yeah.
Look. Juwan Johnson's very important
sure.
to me.
Juwan Johnson is absolutely one of their five most. Absolutely.
Okay. And I put John Reed as up there as well. I think John Reed he's going to be – if he's just exactly what you expect from John
Reed. Did they have him last year?
They did not.
How did they – did they win 11 games?
Correct. But they have no experience at corner, right? He's coming off an injury.
Arawari a second team All Big Ten pick last year?
I just think John Reed is a really important corner.
I agree.
For them. Then I was like, okay, fifth. And I had a hard time getting a fifth guy.
There's the rub.
That's the rub, is when you're replacing 12 starters, I couldn't identify anybody along the offensive line. I really couldn't, because I think collectively I couldn't identify an individual. Collectively, I think they need to be a force as a group.
I think, you know, what I would say about that is you can make this list now, but I think if you made it in the middle of October, I think a guy like Will Fries, if he continues to develop, like if you look at what he did in the last 2 months of last year,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
He went from one level to the next level. Right. And if he takes the next step the first month into the season, then he's absolutely probably a top five guy. But again, I think they feel very good about Ryan Bates, and they know they can win with Chaz Wright. My question is, I just think that Blake Gillikin, you look at him as a special teams player, and you kind of devalue him. But if you look at the impact he can have on a game and what he can negate, and to be fair, I would say this: he's still got stuff to work on. Penn State still, I don't think it was his fault, but that block punt in the Ohio State game, where Denzel Ward, who's a first-round pick, came flying in off the edge. I don't know that Blake had a chance on that game. I think somebody whiffed, but you still can't. You're still kind of on the hook for that.
You are as the punter.
But I really feel good. I think Blake Gillikin has a very good chance to be an All-American punter.
Oh, I
really do.
I don't disagree with you.
And I think if we knew more about Miles Sanders, if we knew a little bit more about Will Fries, then I think that you could probably say, well, Blake Gillikin's very important, but you can't make that leap. But I think right now, as we sit here, I feel very good about making the case that he is one of the five most important players. And I think he still will be if he continues to punt like he did. He's really good.
So say he punts as good as he did last year, right? And Penn State's rolling through in October. You still think he's on your top five list then?
I mean,
Miles Sanders is having a good year. He's not like exploding like Saquon Barkley could, because you can't expect that. But he's doing exactly what they need from him in the offense.
Yeah.
Will Fries is like a silent assassin out there at left tackle. Nobody can beat him on a consistent basis. You can't really figure out why, because he's not as big as you think he is. He's not as flashy as you think he is. But he's just that much better than anybody else. You still think you can make a case for
Gillikin? Yeah, well, clinched it for me is I think that if they had to, he could kick a 50-yard field goal for Penn State. I mean, if you look what he did in that Georgia State championship game, he won the game for that team. I think he's versatile in a way that you're not really – I just think that he does a lot of things that get overlooked, and this team needs him.
Do you think Penn State and James Franklin and the staff are looking more to find somebody else to be the kicker other than Blake, or that they're looking at Blake and hoping somebody else
– I think that James knows that physically he wants him to concentrate on doing what he does best, and like he does not want his leg – to kind of, if you're involved in place kicking, and it's, I just don't know that guy is on the team yet.
Yeah,
and I think that he will, in crunch time, turn to him if he doesn't feel good. He can't have another 50% field goal kicker.
Yeah, I need Ross. Ross, I need you to come back because I'm getting killed with this one. I think I lost this one hands down. All right, that'll do it. Thanks for joining us. Everyone, have a good weekend. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.